This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. It's been more than 5 months since Iraq held parliamentary elections, yet the political parties there still can't agree on how to form a government. As the long, hot days of August wear on and electricity remains in short supply, Iraqis are angry and increasingly defiant. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports from Baghdad.
First, there were the protests in July, when people across southern Iraq took to the streets demanding that politicians form a government and solve the electricity crisis. Then there were sit-ins and shouting matches at public events here in Baghdad, and a round of YouTube videos accusing politicians of selfishness and corruption. Now, it's safe to say, the murmur of frustration in Iraq has grown to a roar of anger. The most recent protest was staged by women's groups in front of parliament here in Baghdad. Parliamentarians have met a total of 2 times since the March 7th elections. Still, Iraqi parliamentarians go on receiving their salaries, $10,000 a month, plus $50,000 for security. This in a country where war widows have stopped receiving government support, shouts Hana Adwar, who helped organize the rally. We demand you politicians to hold a session today, she says. In the name of the people who voted for you, act in our interests, not your own. This woman, Afaf Fakri, says she hoped a new government would make her life a little more bearable. But now she's tired of waiting.
We have no clean water, no electricity. My kids left school to make money collecting old cans. My son died in violence. I'm asking the politicians to find a solution. They are sitting and doing nothing in air-conditioned houses, while I borrow money to pay for a generator. We sacrifice everything, but we gain nothing.
At issue is the fact that no single political party won a clear enough majority in the election to form a government. The top 2 vote-getters, the parties of current Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and former Prime Minister Ayad Alawi, could enter into a power-sharing agreement, but neither seems willing to budge over who gets the top job. These days, it's not just people in the streets who are angry. During his sermon at recent Friday prayers, Sheikh Jalal ad-Din al-Saghir moved quickly from religion to politics. Even if we do get a prime minister, what then, he says, is the issue an empty chair to be filled or about empty programs that have not been completed? Ahmed al-Abiad is a former member of parliament. He says elections were supposed to bring reconciliation to this fractured society. But instead, they only brought division. He says the parties of Maliki and Alawi got millions of votes 5 months ago, but they wouldn't get the same votes today.
So the point is that these 2 leaders, they have no belief in people. They have no belief in the ground people. Otherwise, they could have changed anything.
Abiad says the situation will only get worse, especially now that many Iraqis have begun fasting during the holy month of Ramadan. Empty stomachs, rising temperatures, and the lack of a government, he says, could be a dangerous combination. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.